V'meyayachiz was the Shemin HaMishk at the time of Yayachiz. Tiktoni, it says, V'yayachiz nimshach v'vneyayachim. Mashma, they used the Shemin HaMishk. This was the Bayis HaSheni. Did they still have it then? V'yotani, we learned. Mishenignas Oren. When they were gone, as when they hid the Oren HaKadosh, Nigna Shemin HaMishk. At the same time, they also took away the Shemin HaMishk. V'tzinsenes HaMon, and the jar of mon that they stored, that they hid. Umakolah Shalaron, Shikodea Prochel, with its almonds and with its flowers, that special makol they also hid then. The Argois Shashola Plishtim, Dorinly Yisrael, and the special Oren HaKodesh that the Plishtim sent with the Oren back to Klai Yisrael. Yeah. Shinemrit says, Bias Klei Hazov, Asher Hashevoisim Loi, Oshom Tosimu, the Argos, Mitzidoi, Mishalach the Moisib Holoch. Put them next to one another, and they hid them. So it comes out the same time they hid the Oren, that's when they hid the Shemin HaMishka. For the Gemara, me Gonzon, who was Gonzon, who hid this? Yishayahu Melech Yehuda Gonzu. He was the one that was Gonzon as the Shemin HaMishka. So from after Yishayahu already, there was no more Shemin HaMishka. So by the time of Yoyochiz, we did not have it anymore. So how could the Gemara say he needed the Shemin HaMishka? And why did Yishayahu hide it? Shiro, we saw Hashakosu b'Torah says in the Torah, Yerlach Hashem Moisko v'yismakachecho, that Hashem is going to take you into exile. They'll be in Golis. So therefore, he did not want these things to have to go into Golis. Therefore, Tzivo v'gonzum. He made a commandment that these things should be gone, should be hidden. Shinemar the Pasuk says, Va'yoyim alaluvim, hama'vinim l'chol Yisrael ha'kadoshim l'Hashem, that tnu es Aaron ha'kodesh b'beis, ha'shebon eshlem ben David melech Yisrael, Einlochem Masa Bekat, put the Oren in the base that Shlomo built. And Einlochem Masa Bekesev, you should not have to carry anything on your shoulders. After now, if there was Hashem Lekech, we won't be taking it down, it's going to stay Loilom. And now, Be'ovid Hashem, Be'esama Yisrael. Be'yoma Rebeloza Asiyo Shom Shom, we're making Zerah Shom with the word Shom Shom, Asiyo Mishmeris Mishmeris, Asiyo Doris Doris. And from these psukim we learn out, Yishayahu was the one that was going to hid the Shemin HaMishka. So the kids said, he hid the Shemin HaMishka, it was not around B'yimei Yoyochiz. So how come, where was the Shemin then? So the Chayot they had before, Mirah Papa, B'yafarsu Mordechiyya Enochanami, they did not use the real Shemin HaMishka, it was a makeup one. It was Stam, good smelling oil, it was good perfume. But not the real Shemin HaMishka. It was not around anymore. B'yimei Yoyochiz. Tana Rabbanim. Keitzad Moshchim Esamlochim. When they had the Shemin HaMishka, how did they use it on Malchus Beis David? How were they Moshech the kings? So the first one of them says, Kimin Nezer. Like a crown. They poured it around his head like a crown. V'yes HaKahanim. How were they Nimshach HaKoyin Godol? Kimin Ki. They used it, we'll soon see, like an X. They made it like a key. For the Gemara, my kimin ki, what does it mean, kimin ki? What's a key? Amar el menashio bagado, kimin kaf yivoni. It's like a kaf yivoni, which even though here in Rashi has a picture like a ches, but on the side of Mesiras Hashas says he's wrong, and the tsura should be like an X. At the end of the bottom of Mesiras Hashas, tsura's kezer, is like an X. Like they went down, they went across the head, they went one way this, and one way this, they went across. They made a crisscross. What? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Tony Chod, in one price we learned, Betchila Moitzkin Shemin Aroshai. At the beginning, they used to be Moitzkin, used to throw the oil on top of, pour the oil on top of his head. V'yachakach Noisin Shemin Ben Risenov. And then they would pour the Shemin between his eyelids. Betanya Achrit, another Bryce, it said, Betchila Noistin Loi Shemin Ben Risenov. They used to start off right away, putting the Shemin between his eyelids. V'yachakach Moitzkim Loi Shemin Aroshoi. And then they would pour the Shemin on top of his head. So Achrit Samachloikis. Samar says, yes, Tanoi, it's Samachloikis Tanoim. Ike Diyamri, some say Meshichu Adifa, some say Meshich is better. So Meshich is more closer by, where you put it directly, Ben Risenov. And therefore you start off with that. The army, some say, no, Yitzik Adifa, to pour on top of his head, so you start off with that first. Now, my time, what's the machlokes over here? My time of the man, the Yom, Yitzik Adifa, to pour it on top of his head. Tichsiv, it says, Vayitzoik Mishem and Amishka al Rosh Aaron. Vayim Shachoysa Lekachoy. So Mashma, the first thing they did was, Vayitzoik Shemin al Rosh. So the ikur is to pour the oil on top of his head. So they started off with the Yitzika. Uman Diyama Mashiach Adifa, the one that says, no, Mashiach is better, my timer. Kisavri says like this, Shekein Atomoitzei Tzoklisharis. You find by the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan like this. The what it says there, Vayimshach, to make a Mashiach means just put it on top of the Kalim. So you also put the oil, Dein Risayenav. I walk Siv Vayitzoik, I the post before says, Vayitzoik Mishem and HaMishcho, Ulepsoif Vayimshach, and it says only at the end they made a Mashiach. So how could you say he's supposed to make a Mashiach first? Hachikom, that's the post it means to say, My Tam Vayitzoik. What's the purpose? What's the reason why we make Yitzika? Mishum de Vayimshach. Because the main thing is the last. The main thing was to make the Mashiach, that's the Iker. So we make Yitzika, I don't know if it was first or not according to Sman Diyama, but they made Yitzika only for the purpose to be able to make a Mashiach. Tana Rabban, the Pasuk says, Kashem min hatoiv yorid al hazokin, sekan Aaron. Like this oil, the Shemin HaMishcha was still on the beard of Aaron. So Morris says, I meant to say, Kiminshtei tipe magolius, like two drops of pearls, for you to luyas li Aaron Ziknoi, was still hanging in Aaron's beard. After they made the Shemin HaMishcha upon Aaron, so there were still two drops of Shemin HaMishcha in his beard, the Ziknoi. So Omar, Papa, Tony will learn like this, Kishu misaper, oilois, viyoshevis loy biikur sekonoi. When he's taking a haircut, Kishum Misaper, Oilus Vyashus Loi Beikus Konim, when he took a haircut, it went to the top part of his beard. Vyadova Zeh, what?
That he shouldn't
lose it. Right, right. Rashi, no. Rashi says, Kishoy Misaper means Kishoy Midabri Machem, when he's talking with other people. Oilus Vyashus Beikre Ziknoi, Kadeshla Yiploi, like he made sure these two drops did not fall off. So when he was speaking with people, it went up and down his beard. Now, upon this thing, Moshe was worried. Omar Moshe said like this, Shema chas b'sholem mialti b'shemen ha-mishcha. Maybe it was over the Yisra Mila by Shemen ha-mishcha. In other words, he poured maybe too much Shemen over Aaron. Rashi says, Shenogati boy kishabi bashtov. When Aaron put on the clothes, when Moshe put the clothing on Aaron, Moshe touched his beard, he touched the Shemen ha-mishcha. So Moshe felt bad, maybe he's having enjoyment from the Shemin HaMishcha. He's having Mila from the Shemin HaMishcha. So Yotus Abasko Abasko went out, the Yorman said, no, Ki Shemin HaToiv Kital Harmon. That this Shemin that you're touching is like the dew of Harmon. Ma Tal Harmon, just like the dew by Harmon. And by Mila, it's just some regular dew. There's no Issa Mila on it. Is Av Shemin HaMishcha, the same thing by the Shemin HaMishcha, Shebezokin Aaron, Ein Boy Mila, there's no Issa Mila, because it was put there, Kedasa Kedin, you're allowed to put it there. Now that it's still there, whoever touches it and has Anor, there's no Issa Mila on it. But the Samaisha felt alright, but the Adainai Aaron doing, Aaron felt bad. Omar Aaron said now, Shema Moshe Lemal, maybe Moshe, true, he was not over the Issa Mila. Avlanima Alti, but I was over the Samila, I shouldn't have left this. Rashi says, Vanima Alti, Shema Nofal Alai, Mina Shem and Bemokam, Shein Werle Mashichom Alti. And maybe when the Shem was poured upon me, it fell on parts of my body that it wasn't supposed to be in the first place. So maybe that was an Issamila. And Echnami, once it comes in the right place, even though it's still left over, there's no Issamila. But maybe it went on parts of his body that wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. And maybe then there wasn't Issa Mila. So Aaron felt bad. So this apostle says, no, Yotzus Abasla, Basla came out of Yerman said, Loi, Hine Matoivu Manoim, Shevesachim Gam Yachet. That Ma Moshe, Loi Mo, just like your brother Moshe, was not over the Issa Mila by the Shemin HaMishcham, Afato Loi Malto, you are also, that's this Matoivu Manoim, Shevesachim, that both brothers were not over the Issa Mila. The Shemin only went on the right portion, the right part of his body, and there was no Issa Mila by both of them. Right. But it was only one time. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Moishchid es Hamalochim El Alamayin. When you want to appoint a new king to be Moishchid the king, pour the oil over the king, it should be done by a well, by a Mayin. Kidei shetam shech machusim. It's like a simin toiv, that just like this well is flowing with water, the same thing your kingdom should flow. Shneim the pasuk says, V'yem emelach lehem, k'chu imochem es avdei adeneichem, v'yaradetem oisel gichoin, go down to the river gichoin. Omer Rebbe Ami, haiman deboi leida. So we're talking about now simon, and we say this is a good simin. So we're talking about other things also. Rebbe Ami said, if somebody wants to know, imasik shosei yiloi, is he going to live out this year or not? Will he live the complete year or not? So what should he do? Nisle sharga b'yasari yoyme deben rosh hashanah yom kippurim. The asara shimei tshuva, let him light a candle. The beisai deloi nosav zika, in a house that's airtight, that there's no wind going through it. So say, imoshech nura, if the light burns the whole 10 days, neda demasik shosei, you know you live out the year. And if not, maybe not. Uman de boy le mevad biska. Someone has to go into a big business deal. Uboy le mevad wants to know, imatliach, iloy matliach, will I be successful in this business deal or not? So, lirbir tarnagoyla. Let him raise a tarnagoyl. Ishaman, if he sees it grows nice and fat, vishapir, and it grows in a nice healthy tarnagoyl, it becomes a good razor, matliach lavatslacha. And if not, not. So I don't advise you to do this, yeah. Like Rashi speaks, I will soon say it's not too advisable to do this. Haiman to boil le meifik lurchei. Somebody has to go on the road. He has to go for a year's travel. Or boil le meidi chazar v'yosle beisila. He wants to know will he return back home or not. So nekem bebeisid chaver. Let him go with us. The chaver means his friend's house. But Rashi in his sign said it means a black house. Let him go into a dark house. Vayis chashucha. He chose the bevua, the bua. They could see their shadow. If he sees a double shadow there, later the hoder viyos lebeis. Then he'll know he'll be able to return. The Gemara says, "Lav milsi." Do not really try this because Dilma chol shadaita or misra mazle. The Gedoni says, if you see it, you'll know you return. But if you do not see it, it's not for sure you won't return. So you may not see a double shadow, and you'll think you're going to die, you won't make it home. And really at the end, you'll make it home. So if it's not advisable to take these tests. I see, you're straight from here. Sometimes they give you some tests to take, they're not accurate. It's not going to die to take it. Sometimes you take the test and it shows you have the sickness, and really you don't. You have Agnes Nefesh. So if it's not for sure, don't do it. Here it just says that even though you don't see your shadow, you may still come back. You just have Chlishas Adas doesn't pay. And more than that, the Gemara says, so Mr. Mazli, if you're going to be in a bad mood, it's going to bring a bad mazli upon yourself. So it's not kedai. Omer Abaya, Hashta diyamrit simna milsi, now that we say by doing certain things, it's a good simin, so liyelam yeirogol lemechsei, how lush near the Gemara is lemechsei, the bach, the on Saturday means that other Gemara that says lemechel, the minigist heat on Rosh Hashanah by night, yeirogol, here just says lemechsei, at least to see, Bereshosa and Rosh Hashanah, Kroh, you see a pumpkin, Arubia, that's beans or marin, some say it's carrots, Karsi, some leek, Vesilkan, some beets with tamri, and dates. And we have a minigi say, Yirats on these things, Kitz, it's a simin mazel. If you use this simin on Rosh Hashanah, it helps a little bit that a wind noig with certain simonim, certain signs, as if to show we want to have a good year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us a good year. Yeah, right. The Mishashi told his son, when you go in to learn, you go into yeshiva to learn in front of your Rebbe, make sure you're learning then, learn some Mishnayis. And then go in to be in front of your Rebbe. In other words, that's a good mood, be in the mood of learning when you go into the yeshiva. And when you sit in front of your Rebbe, make sure to see his face, his mouth. The Pasuk says, that it's a big skula to see the face of your Rebbe. So make sure you can see his face. Understand? When you learn, try and learn by a river. Anhora de Maya. The same way the water is flowing, that's the way your learning should also flow. So also, the simin, if you could, learn by a river. V'tivu akilkele demosamachzio, you're better off sitting by the shmutz, the dirt, of the city Mosamachzio, which has Talmidei Chachamim living there, v'loitivu apandia de Pumbedisa, and do not sit in the palaces of Pumbedisa, that there were not such Talmidei Chachamim living around there. So you're better off to be here than there. Rashi says, the Mosamachzio, Rashi says, Hoyu Talmidei Chachamim ruyim lo'ro, v'tarbis yofu hoyilhem. A Pumbedisa lo have a tarbus mal yekokach. Right. Tov galdio sorry, the mosamachzio lemechel. You better off eating this type of food. Galdio sorry for mosamachzio lemechel mikutcho the Romi kippa. Rather eating the kutach, that's a better dish from this city Roma kippa. The same thing, there weren't good people living there. Pasuk says, Roma karni balakei. Means Rami shall lift up karni the horns, for loy Rami pache, and not lift up the jug. What does that mean to say? Davru shloimoi, shenimshichu bekeren, when they became kings, the Mashiach was done with a keren, with a horn, nimshichu machusan, their malchus stayed. Mashaykin shol, v'yeyu, shenimshichu bepach, it was only done with a jar of oil. La nimshucha v'achusen, it was not extended. Therefore, it's only with the keren. It's a special skula. Now the Mishnah says, Hamashuach b'shemin ha-mishcha. Tana Rabbanan, Mashiach. The pasuk says a kohen Mashiach. Yochum melech maybe applies to a king. Tamalayim it says no kohen. E kohen yochum ruba begodim. Maybe any kohen godel has to bring the special korban power. Tamalayim it says no Mashiach. It says a kohen Mashiach. E Mashiach, he was anointed with the Shemin HaMishcha, Yochum Meshuach Mechama. They also had a special Kayin that was appointed just for the wars. At the wartime, he would be the leader in the war, the Kayin Meshuach Mechama. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, V'ha Kayin HaMashiach, Sheinoi Mashiach Agabav. There's nobody above him. So that's the real Kayin Godol that was anointed with the Shemin HaMishcha. He has the special locha to bring the special power. My mashma, how do we know this? It means the main Kohen Gadol, the one that's nobody's above him. Kiryoma Rabba Rabba says, Ha Yorach Ham Yunus, when it says the right thigh, it means Ham Yunus Sheb Yerach, the Iker thigh, which is the right one. So Achinami, when it says Ham Moshiach, it means Ham Yumin Sheb Meshuchim, the most important one, the most important Kohen that was appointed, which is the Kohen Gadol. So he is the one that has a special parasha of a power. Omamar Moshiach, Yochum Melech may be a Melech. For the Gemara Melech, Paru Demaisi, does a king bring a par? Sawyer Demaisi. We have Sukkim that a Melech has to bring a Sawyer. So what's the argument to say here when the Pasuk says Mashiach, it means the king? So maybe yes, Yitzchak, still I would need this extra drosha. But otherwise, Sarko, that's what I would have thought to say. Al Shigugas Maisa, if a Kohen God, if Al Shigugas, when a king does a regular Shigugas Maisa, just forgets. So Yovi Sawyer, true. Then he brings his korban Sawyer. But a helam dover, maybe if the melech paskins first wrong, and then he does the action, maybe Yovi par, maybe melech also has to bring the par. Kamash Malon, that this parsha is not talking about a melech, but talking about the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol, he's the one to bring the par, not the melech. Yeah. Now, Mishnah says, Ein ben Mashuach b'shem ha-mishcha. There's no real difference between the two. Only this par. That's the only difference. But otherwise, for the avodah, the base of Mikdash, they're all alike. Mas nisin the like Rabbi Meir. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Chotani, belong like this. Meruba begodim, the Kohen Gadol of the Bayis Hasheni. Without the Shemin HaMishcha, just the fact he's wearing 8 pagodim, maybe par. He also brought this special par habar kol mitzvahs. Did Rabbi Meir? For lehod lechachamim. So our mission is not like Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, even a Ruben pagodim, there's no difference then. Now, my time, Rabbi Meir, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir? The time you learned, Mashiach, true, the post says the Kohen Gadol, that's Mashiach. Now, ain't liyela Mashiach b'shem ha-mishcha. Only was anointed with the Shemin ha-mishcha. Meruba begodim minayin, how do we know, just in the Bayis Hasheni, he only had 8 begodim. Tamaloyma ha-kohen ha-mashiach. The extra hey, ha-kohen, mashem any kohen. Any Kohen Gadol. So the Maya Kimta, what are you telling me then? That our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanin and not like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir.